하늘홀 예월호 예월부인설호 아멘. On the evening before Christmas and before Easter, there is a Badarak that is celebrated, a divine liturgy, and that the divine liturgy is called Jiragawit's Badarak, the coming of the light Badarak. And before this Badarak takes place, there are readings of the prophets. Generally, there are 12 readings, and they explain what happened in humanity's history, and they explain the prophecies of Christ's resurrection. They begin with the story of creation, the book of Genesis, and how and for what purpose Christ had to come to the world. It goes on to the book of Exodus and explains Passover and the exodus of the Jews from Egypt. It goes on then to Jonah in the whale, which alludes to Christ's 3 days in the tomb and his ultimate resurrection. And then these 12 prophecies conclude with the prophecy in the book of Daniel. It is read about three youth that are thrown into a fiery furnace, and it is read from the altar with light and with great importance and grandeur. So the question then is, why do the Armenians and all Christians, but why specifically do the Armenians find this reading so important and so powerful that it is read on the evening of the birth of Christ and his resurrection from the altar with grandeur? And for me, I believe that the answer is found in the story. We heard in the reading how three youth were captured and taken to Babylon from Israel, from Jerusalem. And they work in the counts in the court of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar decides he is going to build a statue so large and so magnificent in his own image that people will come and they will worship it. And he orders them to build this, and these three youth, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refuse to worship it. They say they only worship the true God, the one true God. And in Nebuchadnezzar's anger, he has them tied up and he throws them into the fiery furnace that has been prepared. But instead of dying, and instead of cursing him, and instead of yelling and screaming in pain and agony, instead, they sing God's praises. And an angel of the Lord comes, it says. And for many it is understood, and it is referred to as, this angel has the likeness of the Son of God. He comes and he cools the flames, leaving the youth unscathed. And they continue to worship God and to praise him. And they are ultimately taken out of the furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar worships the true God of Israel. The Armenians chose this reading for two very important reasons. The first reason is that we can all relate to the youth in this story. We can relate to the youth as Christians and as Armenians, because for centuries, we have been persecuted, tortured, and killed for only following Christ. Throughout our history, and even until today, Christians are persecuted for this. But we today also relate to these youth, because like the youth, we are bound in our homes. We are tied up in our homes. And we feel that we have been thrown into a furnace, not a furnace of fire, but more a furnace of fear. Fear of asking, where is my food going to come from? Are my medicines and the medicine that I need to take, is that going to be enough? Will I have a paycheck next month or not? For many of us, we've lost our jobs. And the question is, am I going to be able to get a job back? Am I going to be able to get a job in time to pay the bills? We worry for our health and for the health of those around us. And our parish is well aware of all of this. The parish council knows this, and to try and ease the concerns of those in our community, we have set up a special donation page on the website for special donations, special concerns, that we can help distribute the funds that have been donated to that to families who are in need of it. But along with this, this reading teaches us a very important truth and a comfort. Besides the foreshadowing of Christ's incarnation, it also reminds us that in our toughest and most difficult times, when we feel the most alone, it is then that Christ God is with us. He is there cooling the flames that surround us. He is there keeping us from being burnt by the evil that approaches. And He is there defending us from every harm and sinister trap that has been set. Not just during this COVID-19 epidemic, but every day of our lives. In these worrisome times, I ask that we give praise like the youth did to God, and take solace in knowing that even though we may be in a difficult situation, we remember that the Jews came out of Egypt. Jonah came out of the well. The youth came out of the fiery furnace. Christ came out of the tomb. And we too will come out of all of this to new life, to rebirth, and to resurrection. Amen.